from our national anthem.
They played in this ballpark. They played the great game. Some ball players average, and some achieved fame. They once called it Bennett, and then Navin Field, this place where the Tigers played. Sometime in the 30s, the name changed again. The fans came to Briggs where they'd lose and they'd win. How well we remember those sweet yesterdays. The place where the Tigers played. There was Jennings and Crawford, the immortal Ty Cobb, and Charlie at second was doing his job. There was Father Gill, Simmons, and Heine Manouche, Harry Heilman and Schoolboy, and Goslin the Goose. There was Hook Stawes and Whitehill and Billy Rogal. At third, there was Owen, and one day, George Kell. There was Cochran and Bridges and Hammer and Hank, Auker Trucks and Frank Larry, knocked off the Yanks. There was Rudy and Kramer and Roy Cullenbein. There was Wakefield and Vic Wirtz and a kid named Kaline. Remember old McCoskey, Colavito and Coot? There was Skeeter and Pinky and Birdie and Hoot. There was Bobo and Dizzy and Fred Hutchinson, Paul Foytak and DeGarry and Art Hodeman. Two kings of the hill were Bunning and Heft, Gray, Mossy and Stubby, all through from the left. With the passing of years, the lineups would change. Where once Prince Hal pitched, it was Denny McLean. There was Lolich and Freehand and the old Silver Fox. There was Fidrich, Jack Morris, and Milton Wilcox. There was Boros and Bowling, and at short there was Chico. Maxwell and Mullen, down at first was George Vico. Pretty, McAuliffe, Hiller, and Boone. It was Horton and Norm Cash who hit shots at the moon. In the mid-1980s, the team popped a cork. It was Sweet Lou at second and Trammell at short. And remember when Gibson hit that ball off the Goose? And Willie Hernandez came in and cut loose. At the helm, there was Sparky and Mayo and Houck. And for a couple of years, they could get nobody out. Ah, but the voice of the turtle was heard every spring. And over the airwaves, it was Ernie who'd sing, "The cover is rubbed up. The pitcher unloads. The batter stands there like a house by the road. Homers were long gone, and some made their mark. The new guys like Easley, Higgy, and Clark." Well, the old era's gone. The old park shut down. But there's another being built in the center of town. New fans and old faces will all find their way. And there's still hot dogs and beer. And, of course, play-by-play. We'll forget all the furor that once made the news, with Palmer at third and at short Davy Cruz, with Thompson and Weaver and Moe on the hill. Make book that you're in for many a thrill. Yes, the ghosts from the past we'll never forget. Just think of the great ones we haven't seen yet. They'll all be there again on opening day. This new place where the Tigers play.